Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh, this is what we've been waiting for. It's been a very, very long week. But Juan Soto is here. And yes, the monster is out of the cage. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. And we have plenty to get to this morning, including how EJ was right about something when it comes to the New York Mets. Plus, my defense of Aaron Boone. As surprising as that may be, I will defend Aaron Boone this morning. And Aaron Rodgers somehow delivering good news for the New York Jets this season. All that and more. Again, number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. Forget the losing streak. Forget the pitching struggles, at least for now. All that stuff is irrelevant as of today. Because Juan Soto hitting like Juan Soto is the most important factor in the Mets accomplishing their goals for this season, which is, of course, to finally win their third World Series in franchise history. And now that that is happening, I am as optimistic as I have ever been about this year's New York Metropolitans. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. It was October 11th, 2000. The Mets were in the NLCS against the St. Louis Cardinals. Their star, Mike Piazza, was coming off of a rough 1999 NLCS against the Braves and a rough NLDS in 2000. And he was starting to feel the heat here in New York about this postseason slump. And whether this was a sign of things to come when it came to Mike Piazza as a New York Met. And to continue this history lesson real quick, it was a two-run double he hit in the first inning that jolted the Mets offense to a game one win in that series. And it was after that big knock that the Mets would then catapult themselves all the way to a World Series appearance, of course, them losing to the Yankees. But in that moment, when Piazza broke out of that postseason slump, it was this quote from hitting coach John Stearns that became really arguably the flagship moment of Piazza's run as a New York Met, at least in the postseason.
He's out of the cage! The monster is out of the cage! Let's go! The monster is out of the cage!
The
monster is out of the cage!
The monster is out of the cage. And now here we are, some nearly 25 years later, and I'm telling you right now, Juan Soto is our new monster. And he is out of the cage.
The monster is out of the cage!
Juan Soto, in June, .333 batting average, 7 home runs, 12 RBIs, an OPS of 1.214.
The monster is out of the cage.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you all the Mets issues are solved. There are other issues, of course, that need to be addressed. They absolutely do. The rotation depth is limited thanks to some of the injuries. The bottom of the lineup, while a lot better last night, still dreadful for much of late and really for much of the season, to be honest. But I'm a believer in team sports still being driven by superstars at the end of the day. and all those other things to me can be fixed or improved, you have zero chance to win, whether it's the NBA, NFL, NHL, college sports, and including Major League Baseball, you have zero chance to win, at least at the highest level, which we're talking about, which is a World Series, if your big dogs don't step up, if your superstars don't play like superstars. And you don't have to believe me, really, to be just saying this to maybe come up with this situation. Look at this Mets season so far. The Mets in first place in the Eastern, in the NL East, they've at times had the best record in all of baseball. But think about what the Mets have had to overcome when it came to Juan Soto's quote-unquote struggles, which I will put in massive quotation marks with a huge asterisk, only because his struggles would be most other players' career highs. But think about what they've needed to do to overcome Juan Soto's quote-unquote struggles. It took the Mets having the best starting pitching staff and best bullpen in the entire major leagues. In fact, the rotation was so historically good, only three times this season has a Mets starter given up four earned runs or more. Entire season. And this is, by the way, two of them happened over the last week. For most of this season, they'd only had one game which a starter had given up more than four runs. It was Blake Tidwell. It wasn't even a guy who's normally in their rotation. It also took Pete Alonso and particularly Francisco Lindor getting off to unusually hot starts to start a season. Most of the time, Francisco Lindor, as you know, usually takes him a month, couple months to get into it. Basically, as soon as May hit, he was good to go. This is the best start to a season Francisco Lindor has had as a New York Met. But think about all the things that had to go right for the Mets to be this good with Juan Soto struggling. But despite all that, you still, to me, couldn't feel great about the Mets' chances at winning a World Series as long as Juan Soto wasn't going to be Juan Soto. But have no fear, Soto is here.
The monster's out of the cage!
Before today, you might have wanted to believe the Mets could win a World Series this year. But to me, until you actually saw this version of Juan Soto, I think that's all it was. I think it was belief. And weird things happen in sports. It's not to say that maybe somehow they couldn't have won despite Juan Soto being an above average hitter at the plate. But I think smart minds would suggest that at some point you're going to run into some great pitching and the Mets would have seen their postseason end early. That just feels like the reality if this was the Juan Soto you were going to get. But to me, I think today is a new day. I think today it's a start of a new season, essentially, for Juan Soto. Because to me, this was the real Soto. This was the Soto that Yankee fans enjoyed last season. This is the Soto I've watched for most of his career, dating back to his days in San Diego, and of course, dating back to his days in Washington. Two home runs. One was a complete majestic shot in the fifth inning that I think still may be hovering around the Ben Franklin Bridge. That was an absolute moonshot. He was 4-for-5 on the day. Also had a two-run single in the eighth inning, four RBIs total. If Soto in the lineup is clicking the way it is today, you know they can win a title. Forget about belief. I know we're Mets fans, so you gotta believe, I know that good stuff. Forget belief. F belief. I don't want to hear about belief. I want to know something. I've been believing for 34 years, okay? I want to know what I'm seeing is World Series caliber. Juan Soto is a World Series champion. What I was seeing earlier, as good as it was me believing that, hoping that the Mets could find a way to get over the top with Juan Soto being this way. But to me, now you look at Juan Soto in a different light. You look at Juan Soto, the superstar he is. Now you know they can win a title. Now things happen. Guys get hurt, guys struggle. You don't know. Unexpected things can transpire. But to me, Juan Soto is the best hitter on the New York Mets. If the Mets are going to win a championship, which is the absolute goal of this team, you need Juan Soto to be the best hitter on the Mets, which he had not been up until this point. And let's spin the block a little bit on the Soto takes that we've heard for the last several months. Because you've heard it all. Oh, why isn't he doing the Soto shuffle? I think he may be unhappy. He's not smiling enough. Hey, I heard a rumor. He doesn't even take the team plane. He gets on a jet by himself. Think about all the nonsense, all the garbage, all the stuff that has nothing to do with actual baseball and trying to explain Juan Soto's sorrows. Well, I sat here, arms crossed, legs up, thinking.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to be patient. Because I know at a certain point, Juan Soto is going to hit to his baseball card. A guy who's been one of the best players in all of baseball is not going to suddenly forget how to play baseball because he is wearing blue and orange instead of navy blue pinstripes. We got to talk about it. I get it. I'm not sitting here saying that we didn't have to discuss his struggles, but this thought process that these struggles are going to be everlasting and that the Mets had made some horrible decision based on what we had only seen of 1.5 or 2 months of average baseball from him, that this was the end-all, be-all of what Juan Soto was going to be at this part of his career, entering the prime, it was laughable to me. Complete laughable. And it kind of brings me back to this very, I think, funny moment on television. I'm a big TV guy. Love comedies. Love action. Love it all. One of my all-time favorite shows is a show called Atlanta, starring Donald Glover. And there's a scene in season 2 where he's having this amazing night. Things are going way better for him than they normally do if you follow the show. And he's feeling himself so much that he just so happens to be outside of a club where Michael Vick, former Atlanta Falcons quarterback, happens to just be racing people for money outside of the club. And he's feeling himself so much that he's like, you know what? Nothing can go wrong. He's been running all day. I'll race Michael Vick right now and I'll beat him. And it is perhaps to me one of the funniest scenes I've seen in television. And you will hear it because I need to let you hear it, but it's also kind of a visual gag. But the idea that Michael Vick isn't going to be Michael Vick is crazy. So much so that as this race happens, as you would expect, Donald Glover's character loses. And he's in the back of the car with his girlfriend, who is sitting there annoyed because they just got embarrassed because they just raced Michael Vick in front of a couple of hundred people. He probably just got his ass kicked. And she's sitting there with him, and this is what happens.
Eye on your mark. Get set. Go!
It's Michael Vick.
It's Michael Vick. And to all the people who are talking about Juan Soto this, Juan Soto that. Oh, Mets fans, you're good. You better be worried about Juan Soto. Uh-oh. Looks like you got another bust here. Uh-oh. It's Juan Soto. That's what I have. That is my response to these folks who kept telling me that the Mets had made some terrible mistake. It was time to start panicking. It was a time just to wonder if Juan Soto actually wanted to be here. If you wondered, he wanted to be in the Bronx. If Juan Soto is going to be this average hitter for the New York Mets, it's Juan Soto. I mean, what are we actually talking about here? So now we're coming up to this game. The Mets now have a chance to win this series and really salvage what was a truly horrible week. Getting swept by the Braves, not good. Prior weekend, getting swept by the Rays, not good. Sorry, Rays, Phillies. This Braves then Phillies. Rays, of course, last weekend, not good. Things were not going well. I'm not going to say or sugarcoat or pretend like things are going well. We're going to talk about some of the Mets struggles later in the show, 888-808-1019, because there are some issues I do have. But just for the start of this show, forget the rumors. Forget the issues. Forget the things that we can talk about, the concerns. We'll get into all that. We got 5 hours on this glorious Sunday morning. How do you feel now about Soto? Is Soto still going to be a bust? Is Soto still not worth the money? Are you really going to stand on business and tell me that Juan Soto isn't Juan Soto and that this is not what I should expect for the rest of the season? I have no doubt that this is the Juan Soto you're going to get. No, of course, he's not going to hit 2 home runs every game. But what we've seen over this month, hitting 300, 7 home runs already, this is who Juan Soto is. This is who he's been his entire career. The talk and the complaints and the concerns were just, it was what we had to talk about because it was happening, but it was so overblown and so over the top in terms of what it meant for the Mets and whether or not this was going to mean maybe that they couldn't do what they wanted to do as an organization because now they had this albatross in right field. It's Juan Soto. 888-808-1019 is number to call. I want to hear from you Mets fans. I want to hear from all. How do you feel about Juan Soto today? I hate to use the word must-win game, but this was a game the Mets really could not afford to lose. I won't go must-win because it's June. I'm not crazy. But you really could not lose another game, lose another series to an NL East rival, fall in the standings in second place, now come into a Sunday night potentially ready to be swept again. That was a situation that would have been a disaster. Could not happen. Mets avoided that, and it wasn't all Juan Soto. It was the entire lineup was big. Nimmo was awesome. Lindor was awesome. There was plenty of heroes to go around in terms of the Mets offense really stepping up. But the night belonged to Juan Soto, and I sit here today, and I feel as confident as ever that the Mets can absolutely win the championship now, because I think you're going to see Juan Soto going on a tear. And it's crazy because you look at now his season numbers and, you know, the batting average with runners in scoring position is still going to be ugly. And it's going to be a while before he can get that up just simply because of how big a hole he's in. But it's crazy to look at his numbers right now. 16 home runs, 41 RBIs, hitting .256, on base .390, slugging .484, OPS now .876. It's certainly not the Yankee Juan Soto in terms of the total numbers, but for a first time playing for the New York Mets, I sign up for that tomorrow. I sign up for that any day of the week. And these numbers are only going to get better. This is not where whatever he's projected to have. I guess he's probably sitting somewhere. The projection is probably, I'm seeing here, like 34 home runs, 86 RBIs. Again, most guys would take that and say, that's my best year of my career. Juan Soto looks at that and says, I can do better. And guess what? He will do better. I'm all in on Juan Soto now. I'm all in. I haven't left the bandwagon. But I think this is the jumping off point. I think this is the time we could say, truly, the monster's out of the cage.
The monster's out of the cage!
888-808-1019 is the number to call. I want to hear from you. Do you feel like Juan Soto has finally broken out of the slump? Do you feel like this is the Juan Soto we can expect to see moving forward? I'm very excited what I've seen from Juan Soto. I want to hear from you. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. And, of course, EJ's behind the mic. EJ at the dark, which means there's always two rules. The two rules remain the same. Number one, I'll always keep it 100. Number two, I'm ducking no smoke. So I want to hear from you to call in. You think I'm overhyping this Juan Soto surge? You think I'm over the top on this? You feel like Juan Soto is going to get back into another cold spell? You think that Juan Soto is not Juan Soto and that he's going to be a bust playing for the New York Mets? I want to hear from you, 888-808-1019. But it is the year 2025, which means you don't have to use the phone lines. And I get it. It is 1:20 Eastern here in New York City. You may be at the job. out there grinding like you, like me, like Rami behind the glass, at the job, can't get on the phone. Might be with your girl in the bed. You don't want to wake her up. Don't want to wake up your dog. Don't want to wake up your cat. Might be at the club. Some people do at the club. Yes, people also be on their phones and all their stuff, listening to radio and doing stuff in the club. You might be even at the club. Wherever you at. I get it. It might not be convenient to make a phone call. That's okay. You can hit me up on social media. EJ_Stewart is where you'll find me on Twitter/X or whatever that bozo Elon Musk was called today. Or hit me up on Instagram and TikTok. @ActionEJ. So much to do here on this Sunday morning. It is EJ After Dark. Regulators, mount up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.